Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tighe.
And I'm Bonnie North. For many Americans, sports is not just a hobby. It's a crucial aspect of their daily lives, whether they're participating or following. Many athletes, both professional and amateur, train for hours to get into the zone, come game or race time. But what happens to a person's mental makeup when they can no longer play sports to the same degree?
Dr. Peter Peering has one answer in his book, Master Mental Toughness. Peering is a local clinical and sports psychologist, and he and Taekwondo master Chan Lee recently spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about how the tenets and philosophy practiced in Taekwondo can positively affect people's everyday lives.
As I was climbing through the ranks, I found that sometimes in class, the instructors were literally speaking a different language. As times, they do speak in Korean, but we were sending the exact same message. And that's one of personal and athletic excellence. As a sports psychologist, one of the things I do is try to identify the psychological profile of peak performance. That's psychobabble, essentially, for finding the zone, being battle bright when everything's automatic, when you're performing fantastically. In Taekwondo, that's referred to as the indomitable spirit. And engaging that indomitable spirit is such an important aspect of that, because I don't think people really know what they're capable of. And the tenets of courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, if you can put those into practice, you are going to engage that indomitable spirit and find out what you're really capable of. And I saw all the commonalities between what I try to do as a sports psychologist, which is teach a psychology of excellence, and what Taekwondo does and its action philosophy. And it just melded so well together. I was so interested in it. I had the opportunity to write a black belt essay, which is a requirement to get your black belt, which essentially chronicles your experience, your growth. And that essay turned into a 155-page book.
And Jan, you can probably attest to this, but what about the martial arts and Taekwondo incorporates this perfect balance between discipline and that true success, that balance between your physical practice and your mental being?
You know, over the years, we've had so many students that have seen so many incredible successes in their life. And over the last 17 years, 14 of our black belts have become valedictorian of their high school. When you see, you know, how does this happen? How do these kids, you know, get their black belt and all of a sudden they just excel in other areas of their life? And over time, I realized that martial arts and the mat that you train on, it's like a mirror. Right? It's a mirror, because if you don't try hard on the martial art floor, or if you're lazy on the martial art floor, or if you're a person that doesn't have a lot of courage or confidence on the martial art floor, you're probably the same type of person outside of the martial arts school. And so the martial art dojang, the floor that we train on, is a perfect opportunity for someone to work on their own personal character. So because of that excellence that they do in trying to perfect those moves, they start seeing that translate into other areas of their life.
Am I correct in that your father founded J.K. Lee Taekwondo here in Milwaukee?
Yes, J.K. Lee's Black Belt Academy. We're now celebrating our 40th year. We started in July of 1976. And so it started on 36th and North Avenue, right in Central City, Milwaukee. That's where J.K. Lee's got started. And I took martial arts all through my childhood. And I did it all the way through high school. And then I went to college at the University of Wisconsin. And I found out that, going to college, this was what I was meant to do.
So what did you learn as you grew up in this environment, not only practicing, but having your father as the leader for people in Milwaukee to learn this art? How did you change mentally as you went through each belt, each stage of your life?
And the biggest thing I personally learned is that the type of level that you have to be at, right? If you're a black belt, you have to look and be a certain way. Right? Because you're a black belt. You're one of the leaders in the classroom. Your effort level, when you hit a target or when you do a move, you're going to put 100% of your effort, because why? Everybody's watching you. And you begin to understand that's the level I have to be at, because everybody, and it's a positive social pressure a little bit, because that's what people believe in you. And so I think that's the biggest thing. It sets that personal level of excellence for yourself. And the belts do that. And for me, it's something that I always had to adhere to going through college. You know, I better be doing the things that, what black belts should be doing. You know, I should be in the right environments. I should be doing my best no matter what I do. So that level of excellence is something that you really kind of adhere to. So that's one of the biggest things I've learned.
And Peter, you kind of came across Taekwondo later in life. You'd been a lifelong athlete, played sports in college, and you were kind of looking for that next step, because a lot of athletes in sports, it's hard to move past once a season's done or once a career's done. So how did you come across practicing Taekwondo, and then how did you find itself like weaning into your professional life of sports psychology?
I think I'd been searching for something to do for a long time. As an aging ex-athlete, my body can't do or won't do what it used to. For some reason, Taekwondo, that physical flow, allowed me to do those things once again. And I fell in love all over again with that ability to engage in that physical motion. And the more and more I engaged in it, the physical parts, while still important, were almost equaled or overshadowed by the mental aspects of it. And you can look at that just in terms of the Taekwondo tenets that we speak of often: courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, and indomitable spirit. These tenets have built into them the things I teach to the athletes I work with. That mental toughness, the confidence required to excel, is all within those five tenets. The concept of certain victory, or pilsung, did I say that correctly, sir?
Pilsung.
I'm still working on that. But this concept of certain victory is one that really, really talked to me, because it talks about not only achieving success, but to me, it's also maintaining a certain level of happiness while you achieve that success. And I don't think that everyday sport necessarily takes that into account.
Yeah, as someone who's played group sports for a large majority of her life, some things are emphasized and have a positive effect in life, but what problems do you see your athletes coming to you with that you want to improve on? Because American culture in particular, we're so ingrained with sport culture. You know, it's football season, it's baseball season, it's whatever, and it's such, you know, it's either a really, really important aspect in someone's life, or someone can kind of keep that balance. But what have you found to be some of the positive and negative side effects of all these kids in group sports? You know, as soon as age, what, 3 or 4, parents have their kids in a sport of some kind.
Well, let me start by saying I love sport. I've been involved in sport my whole life. The difficulties we run into is that the professional model of entertainment, making money, and just winning is invading upon that developmental model. And Taekwondo is not so much influenced by that. Master Lee mentioned earlier that commitment to excellence. When you can move beyond just winning and losing and you commit yourself to personal excellence, your limits are boundless. There's so many more things that you can achieve without the anxiety of winning or losing.
You made a good point in your book that there's a Vince Lombardi misquote that I think the Milwaukee audience and Wisconsin audience will at least find interesting, and that he's often misquoted as, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing, which in fact it's winning is not everything, but making the effort to win is. And you talk about that difficulty of our society, the paradox of playing to win. And what I like about the tenets in Taekwondo is that it's based off of respect, and it's based off of setting attainable goals. And if an athlete or any person does something only to succeed in something, that's not setting them up for long-term success. So what are your recommendations to have that good, healthy frame of mind that sets attainable goals all throughout life, even if people are done playing sports, when they don't have a game to win, when the tournament's done?
And it's difficult because in our society, we're bombarded with these messages. Winning matters most. There's more depth. There has to be more depth behind these ideas in order for us to achieve that success and that happiness, not only in the short term during our athletic careers, but when those athletic careers are over as well. And I think the tenets really feed into that. There's some permanence, there's some constancy to that.
And Master Lee, how does the belt system set these healthy goals in that way?
It's all about your personal best. It's an individual art. It's not, oh, I got to be better than Johnny, but it's about being your personal best. One thing that's unique about J.K. Lee's is that our school in particular, we have about a 50% membership of adults. And a lot of adults will come to us and they go, well, I don't want to be a black belt. I've got knee issues. I have no thing about going to a tournament or doing my best. I just want some exercise. And I say, okay, great. Just go and take class and make it that way, right? But what I want you to do is I want you to do your personal best. And people really embrace that, embody that. And we have a fair segment of our students with some special needs that are in our class. We have students as old as 82 years old training with us, to the youngest is 3. And I tell everybody, you have to modify within the issues that you have, but do your best, do your personal best. Don't compare yourself. So you see an 18-year-old black belt that's totally athletic, it's completely different than the 55-year-old person that got a black belt. They're not the same black belts. They're different. It's their personal best that they had to accomplish to reach that point. And in that, there are all these little great messages like, you know, courtesy, do your best, integrity. There's a way, a code of conduct of how you should live, you know, acts of kindness. We have to embrace and embody those types of philosophies. Those are all very important to our students.
And Peter, as you were writing this book and translating those lessons you were learning and experiencing physically in the Taekwondo class and then really getting into the written and the research aspect of the tenets, what surprised you the most? What new things did you learn as you were doing this through a research and psychologist perspective?
As it applies to my own practice, I feel that sports in general neglects the aspect of courtesy. It's such an important piece of things because courtesy cultivates curiosity, it cultivates courage. In order to be courteous to someone, you have to look for places to help. And in so doing, you're going to learn about other people. You're going to be more empathic. And it also takes courage to lend a helping hand and put yourself out there to do that. And this courtesy can make a huge difference with respect to how you're going to relate with coaches, how you're going to relate with your teammates. It's very important.
And I think, as you said, it's lost in the society where you want to be the number one professional because you see yourself as the most valued, or it's not so much the better of the team. And a good thing that I think the tenants pointed out was that respect starts both internally and to those around you.
And in sport, more often than not, these days, you're going to see a player question the authority of his coach. They're going to question the referee's calls. They're going to step over someone on the field rather than picking them up. This concept of courtesy will make a difference both on and off the field.
Master Lee, you've been obviously involved in Taekwondo all your life, and you've moved on to the point of teaching others. What's your most valuable lesson of mental toughness or a memorable teaching moment?
You know, to me, in doing martial arts, the gift of self-discovery is the biggest thing. And, you know, just using my daughter as an example, there was a time where, you know, she didn't like sparring. And there was a moment where she was sparring a girl that was a little bit bigger than she was. She's 8 and this girl was 11 and, you know, had height and strength over her. And the girl knocked her down. And I think maybe even winded her a little bit. And she fell down. She was on her butt. And there comes this like split second, do I get up? Do I cry? Do I say I'm done for the day? There are all these like thoughts that happen in that millisecond. And so you watch and say, okay, do I go in there as a dad and say, hey, get back in there or whatever? So I just watched that whole moment unfold and she dusted herself up, got back up and just tried to get the point back. And, you know, as a parent, you know, there was like such pride saying, okay, she's a fighter. She's gonna always get back up. And that's what's so great about martial arts is that it's experiential learning. Dr. Peering said it. It's martial arts philosophy in action, that you get to learn these things as it happens. And there's so many lessons like that I've seen over the years with students going to tournaments, students thinking that they didn't think they could do something. And once they learn technique and leverage, they do it perfectly, you know. These are the things I think that bring biggest joys to me as a teacher is that aha moment. And then when they springboard that to other things in their life is absolutely amazing.
Well, Master Chan Lee and Dr. Peter Peering, along with your book, it has some great valuable lessons for people even who aren't involved in martial arts and just maybe not even athletes, but I think it's a great approach for life, for discipline, and I'd like to thank you both for coming in to talk about it today.
Thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Dr. Peter Peering is a local sports and clinical psychologist, and Chan Lee is a Taekwondo master with J.K. Lee's Taekwondo here in Milwaukee. The book is called Master Mental Toughness, Insights into Peak Performance Through Modern-Day Science and the Ancient Martial Arts. They spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. There's more information at wuwm.com.